סימן שינה ענזיין, דין שני עליוס זו כנגד זו, הפסוכויס לחוצה. סימן שינה ענזיין דיסקסס, טו עליוס, so two heightened platforms, there's houses on both sides, exactly like on picture number one. In our dish traditions, you have a chotza, and in that chotza, there's four houses, two on each side. They're both elevated, and there's a balcony in front of each of them. And the question is with regard to the wastewater. So, halacha, siv aleph, says as follows, shnei aliyos, hapsuchas lechotza. There's two heightened, elevated areas, psuchos lechotza, which are open up into the chotza, zu keneged zu, one opposite the other. V'achas also guma lechotza, and one of them made a guma, a hole, pechotza in the chotza, kidei in order lishpoich pechotza, in order to pull wastewater into the chotza. As you can see, there's, in that picture, there's a hole in which the wastewater is going to go in. Arba amos, bechotza she'en ba'arba amos, me'meo v'ashnia lo yosos. So there's a hole for the wastewater, which is just outside two of the houses, outside this, in the chotza, so very much on one side. And the water will go into that hole. We're talking about a chotza which is less than dalet al dalet. We'll see later, and the reason being, because if it's more than dalet al dalet, so you don't really need a hole, because we're going to assume that the water is going to get absorbed. But over here, we're talking about a small chotza, and there's a guma there to absorb, to allow the wastewater to go in. And only one side is able to easily access the hole. So, halach is v'emu v'yachad. If they made the neruv together, both of them made together, neruv together. Shtein mutoris lishpech m'men. They both allowed to pour water into that guma. V'em lo yeruv v'yachad. But if they not made combined neruv together, v'ach zeruv l'atzmo. One of them made the neruv an independent neruv for themselves. V'ashni olay eruv klal. And the second one did not make neruv at all. Zu shelo yervo asura, the one that did not make an eruv with the other one, asura is not allowed to pour the water into the pit. V'she'ervo, but the one that did make an eruv muteret is allowed to pour the water into that guma. Uvilvad provide the shelotishpach ledi b'guma, as long as you're not throwing it directly in. Shelotishpach ba'aliot, that you should pour on the balcony v'emiyot in the guma, that will enter the guma of the hole. V'ago v'pircha b'chotzer shenim rev shori, because the reason why this is permitted is because koicha b'chotzer shenim rev shori. It's not directly poured in, it's only koichoi, and hence it is mutter to it's indirect, and therefore it's mutter to pour it onto the balcony, and from there it's going to go into the hole. For adinim ha-chotze yoyse ma'aba amois, similarly also if the chotze is more than four amois, t'shtem mutoriz b'chay agavna, both sides allowed to pour water in, v'en tzichin gumo, you don't even need a hole in the first place, because if it's very large, we assume that the ground is going to absorb it, and therefore it's not going to be a problem anyway. And that leads us to Simon Shina and Ches, top of page 492. Din ha-chatzeros ha-psuchas zu lezu. Sholosh chatzeros, there's three chatzeros, psuchas zu lezu, one open next to the other one. They're all next to each other, opening to each other. Ve-psuchas lo shiz rabim, they're all open to shiz rabim. Ve-er ve-kolachas ma-chitzeros, and the outer ones, the one on the extreme right and the one on the extreme left, made an eruv im haim tzoyis together, an eruv with the middle one. V'achitzoynois, but the outer ones, the one on the extreme right and the one on the extreme left, lo yev yachad, did not make an eruv together. Achitzoynois asur zum zu, the chitzoynois, the one on the extreme right and the one on the extreme left, are also to carry for one another. But the middle one, muteres im kol achas mehen, the middle one is allowed to carry both into the right and onto the left. Vein muteres imo, and vice versa, the extreme right and extreme left are allowed into the middle one. But me dvorim amurim, when are we talking about? What are we speaking? What are we discussing? Kshenos nem tzoyz eruva bezu veruva bezu. And that is when the middle one made an eruv and placed it onto the right, onto the left. Or the chitzon is made an eruv beim Zeus bist ne Batim, der putten Zeus von Place in dem Zeus. Aber, but, him noch nicht stechen Zeus zu rufen beim Zeus, but if all the Elven were placed in the middle one, beweis, er hat in one specific house, schlauscht den Motoris über so, then they're all out to carry one another. So again, the point being that if the Elf was, if two independent Elven were made, the outer one and the left one, but was no combined Elf made for combining all three, then the halacha is that you can't carry from the right to the left and vice versa. However, if the Elf was placed in one specific house, in the middle one, then they would allow all of them to carry into each other. The Mishnah Mosef Golden Base points out, Psuchas Ushas Rabbi, but I think Psuchas Namov, the same halacha will apply with God's Namov as well. Sivbei, Shnei Chatzeros, Zulif Nimizu, we've got two Chatzeros, one in front of the other. V'apnim is, Psuchas Lechitzoino, and the inner one is open to the outer one. V'apnim is Psuchas Lechitzoino. V'achitzoino Lemovui, and the outer one opens up to a mavui. V'yesh lapnimis drisas regel al achitzoino, and the inner one is called drisas regel al achitzoino. They will walk through the chitzoino. So not using it essentially, just to walk through, to go out. So im ervo pnimis leatzmo v'lo achitzoino. If the inner one made an independent eruv v'lo achitzoino without the outer one, so the aloche is oy she'ir v'kolach le'atzmo, or they all made an independent eruv v'shochazach le'atzmo v'lo eruv, and one of the outer ones did not make an eruv. Pnimis muteres, the inner one is muter, v'achitzoino, and the outer one asura is also eruv achitzoino v'lo pnimis. If the outer one made an eruv v'lo pnimis, not the inner one, so the opposite case of earlier, hoy she'ir v'kolach le'atzmo, or they all made an independent eruv v'shochazach le'pnimis v'lo eruv, and the inner one of the inner ones did not make an Eruv because he forgot v'le'erav to make an eruv. Shtem asu it both also. Eruv kolach le'atzmo. If both the inner one and the outer one made an independent eruv, kolach muter es b'chatzero. They're all muter in their own chotzer. The Mishmur explains in Kol Yudalek. Why is it in the case of eruv chitzoino that shtem asu is? Why is the eruv chitzoino if the outer one made an eruv and not the inner one made an eruv? Why shtem asu is? Mishmur explains an important insight. Stein Asurois, Seif Kotten Yudalev, two lines from the top. They came along because we pass in Regel, who Asura bim Koimo, a foot which is also in its own place. I said, Shreib bim Koimo, also Asas, Shreib bim Koimo, not in its place. Kshesh this Regel, show me if you can reach there, if there's this Regel there. Unless there's a bit of a shoes, which we're going to speak about next seminar, it's Hashem. So you also, since there is it's also Shloim Bim Koima. It's also Bim Koima, so therefore it's also going to ask the Shloim Bim Koima. That's the rule of regular Surah Bim Koima says Shloim Bim Koima. Siv Gimel, Eruv Biachat, if they made an Eruv together, Venos Neruvim Bechitzoino, and they placed the Eruv outside, Bechitzoino, Veshochach Echot, and one of them forgot. Echob bein min apnimis, shochach echod, one of them forgot, bein min apnimis, bein min achitzoino, either somebody from the, a bias from the inner one, or a bias from the outer one forgot, v'lo erev, and do not make an eruv, shtein asurois, they're both also. Ad shevat l'roshus, until they make an bit l'roshus, we will discuss that later, mitzvah Hashem, in greater detail. V'im nos teruvim bepnimis, if they made an eruv, if they place an eruv in the inner one, for shochach echom min apnimis v'leiv, in the inner one of the inner ones, forgotten, don't make an eruv. Shten asu they're both also, havanim shochach echom min achitzoino v'leiv, but if somebody from the outer one forgot and did not make an eruv, pnimis m'sev the pnimis muta. So again, this will the concept of shochach will be discussed later. Mitzvah Hashem. Im yochid dor bepnimis, if there's one individual which lives in the pnimis, yochid b'chitzoin, and one individual b'chitzoin is in the outer one, so there's one in the outer one and one in the inner one. Or shnei b'chitzoin ve'evuv, there is two in the outer one ve'evuv that did make an eruv. Ein ha'yochid shepnimis ois al ha'chitzoin, the single one in the pnimis, in the inner one, will not ask in the chitzoin in the outer one. V'adin rabim shem kiyochid zim liyosu rabim, shlak yochid en tzichim lo'ev, do not make an eruv, k'tir shen yispa'al el, Simon Shin Ein, as discussed in Simon Shin Ein, And Shalosh Chatzeus Zrifnim Vizu, that's Seif Hei. Three Chatzeus, one in front of the other V'yochit. Chol Achaz, and only one single one in each of them. Afal Pishirab and Dursim Bechitzon, although the everybody will reach the outer one. There's this regal there. And I'm Oisim Mono Asa. Why? Shkol Achaz Muteres M'Koyma, because each one is Mutin in Koyma. And as we discussed earlier, Regal Muteres M'Koyma, we know Asa Shreim M'Koyma. Ve'im Hayu Shnaim Pifnimis V'lo Yervuv, there was two in the inner one, and you're not making a roof. Hare Moisim al Yechidim, they do Asa on the Yachid, Shvem Tzoy Shvechitzoyna, the inner one and the middle one. And the outer one and the middle one. Zaklal, and this is the rule. Regel ho asur b'mkoyma. Regel, which is also in its own place. Seres will asur shleim b'mkoyma. Shleim b'mkoyma v'regel amuteres. And regel, which is muta b'mkoyma. And seres shleim b'mkoyma v'na asur shleim b'mkoyma. And simen shina in tes. Dina chatzayus v'votim b'nem. Shte chatzayus shleish l'votim. If there's two chatzayus and three batim b'nem. Between them, so there's two chatzeros and three batim in between him. Suchim zeh lezeh to open to one another. V'roitzim la'ariv yachav, and they wish to make an erev together. Chotzer zeh bo derech bayis she'etzloi. The chotzer is on one side. Will go through the bayis and will bring an erev. V'nois neruvo bevayis shebemtza in the middle house. V'chein nois hashni, and the other one will do exactly the same. U'motorim b'shlosh, and they'll be permitted to. And they'll be allowed in all three of them. Shkol bayis she'etzel chotzer, with each house which is by the chotzer, choshev lo kebeisha, is considered beisha, as we discussed that in previous simon, from beisha an entrance. Vein tzoich litim basi, not required to give bread at all. Vein tzoi, and the middle one, who bayis shemenichin bo eruv, vein tzoich litim basi, not required to put an eruv. Shtei chatzeros, finally, two chatzeros, v'shnei batim, and two houses in between them, v'lo eruv yach, don't make an eruv together. Helo kolach, that's more, each of them sing on their own. Huvo ben chotzer zeh, derech bayis she'etzloi, and ben chotzer goes from ben chotzer zeh, and one ben chotzer comes derech bayis she'etzloi through the house which is near it. V'niach eruv bayis she'etzloi, sheni will bring the eruv into the house which is on the other side. V'chein otz sheni, all one did exactly the same. Shegam hu v'niach eruv bayis somuch lechotzer cheretz, also brings the eruv by the house which is nearby. Loi konov, do not. Not considered a good eruv. Because each of them is considered having placed the eruv in the beisha of the other side, and therefore it's not valid.